Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson here for another edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're going to look back at the Monday night loss to the Atlanta Falcons and preview the big NFC East matchup with the Dallas Cowboys. And to help me do that, I brought in Les Bowen from the Philadelphia Daily News and Elliot Shore Parks from NJ.com. Les, I'll start with you. Did you have the over on Sam Bradford getting 52 pass attempts?
No, that was just ridiculous, and I don't think that's a game plan for success for the Eagles, certainly going forward. The good part is the second half, he was very efficient, he was very poised. A lot of it was dump-offs and stuff like that, but still, it worked. Three straight touchdown drives. I think that's the, if you want to take a huge positive out of that awful opener, I think the fact that Bradford's reasonably healthy and that he played well, you know, once he got settled in, I think augurs very well for the season.
ESP, Bradford's first action since October 2013. What were your thoughts overall on his performance?
I think, like Les said, I mean, he was efficient in the second half. But my concern with that is, if you're just going to take what the Falcons give you all day and you win the game, that's fine. But I mean, if you don't attack down the field and you just dink and dunk and then you lose, that's when you have to question whether or not they need to start going down the field more. And the thing with Bradford, this isn't just the Eagles' game plan. He didn't really go down the field a lot with the Rams either, which is surprising because you watch him in practice and he has a great arm. It's a very strong arm. But if he's just going to dink and dunk all day, that's fine if you're going down the field and you're scoring points. But like Les said, there was only two or three drives where they really were able to actually get points on the board, and ultimately that's why they lost.
Now, on the flip side, the Eagles overhauled the running back position. They brought in DeMarco Murray, Ryan Matthews, yet only 16 rushing attempts for the three-headed monster when you factor in Darren Sproles. ESP, what were your thoughts on the rushing attack and the approach that the Eagles took Monday night against the Falcons?
I was surprised because, I mean, all offseason it seemed like the game plan was going to be to run the ball a lot. And if you look at, you know, Chip's 2 years here with the Eagles, the best football they really played was that stretch with Nick Foles where he was throwing it about 30 times a game and they were running the ball really efficiently. And it seemed like that's what Chip wants to do. So I was surprised that they only ran it 16 times. But like Chip said after the game, if you're running it 16 times and only getting 1 yard per attempt, it's hard to stick with it, especially when you find yourself in a 17-point hole so early on.
Les, your thoughts on the rushing attack, and did you think the Eagles abandoned it too early? Do you think it was maybe just the offensive line and maybe the ups and downs they have going against that Falcons offensive front, or your thoughts?
I think it was they got down 20-3, you know, and nobody runs the ball down 20-3, but the reason they were down 20-3, a big part of it was they couldn't, it just seemed like every run there were people in the backfield, they couldn't get stunts sorted out. It was shocking to me. This offensive line, you know, we went into camp with some concerns because of the two guards, new Andrew Gardner and Alan Barbary. But in the preseason, in very limited work, they looked very, very good. And I kind of crossed that off my list of concerns, you know, going into the season. I guess I have to put it back on there. I did not see anything close to what I expected to see from that offensive line in run blocking. Pass protection wasn't bad at all, but run blocking was horrendous. And, you know, that's what Chip's offense is built on. In the long run, if they can't run, they're in huge trouble.
So, Les, I'm sure on your to-do list is the Eagles secondary. How alarmed are you by the performance they had Monday night, unable to slow down Julio Jones and Roddy White?
Well, a lot of it had to do with the pass rush. You know, they just did not get – they had one sack, Fletcher Cox, but they did not get consistent pressure, especially in the first half when Matt Ryan is way too good of a quarterback to have him standing back there. They run all these deep crossing routes and things like this, and coverage just isn't going to happen in those situations. That having been said, rewatching the game yesterday, I don't know what Byron Maxwell was. Some of those plays, like there was a third down catch Roddy White had where Maxwell was on him, and it was like third and four, and Maxwell played him to the outside, and White easily caught the ball inside of him for a first down. I don't understand his thinking there. The 44-yarder to Julio Jones, the one catch Jones had in the second half, Maxwell like was back on his heels off of the snap. It just didn't seem like the secondary was ready. You know, all this talk about Corey Undlin and technique, and to me it was kind of a disaster pretty much. Again, we'll see what happens going forward. This is a very small sample size.
ESP, pass rush or the secondary? Which is more of a concern in your estimation?
more of a concern going forward, I think, is the secondary, just because the pass rush last season was pretty good. I mean, I think they were second in the league in sacks, so you would think that would turn around. I mean, like Les said, the concerning part with the secondary was the play of Byron Maxwell. You know, you're willing to forgive him a little bit because Julio Jones is arguably the best receiver in the league, but, you know, he was getting beat by Roddy White consistently. He actually gave up more yards to Roddy White than he did Julio Jones. But the one positive from the secondary, I will say, since Les kind of, you know, ripped him pretty good there for a little bit, was Walter Thurman, I thought, played really well. And, you know, Les talked about going into the season, the list of concerns. Safety was one of them. He was near the top of my list. And I think they've really found something with Walter Thurman.
All right, so let's look ahead to Dallas. Eagles are 0-1. The Cowboys are 1-0. ESP, home opener. Fans are going to be laddered up. They're going to be excited to see the Cowboys in town defending NFC's champs. Do you see the Eagles bouncing back?
It's a tough one. I mean, I think going into the season, I saw that as a win. But if the secondary plays like they did last week, the Eagles aren't going to win the game. They need Bradford to play better. He needs to do more and not just dink and dunk. They need the secondary to play better. I think I'll probably pick them to win, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think, even though Dez Bryant's out.
I was going to say, no Dez Bryant will certainly help the secondary. Les, do you see a win for the Eagles?
You know, Dallas is a better team than Atlanta. Now, maybe being at home, maybe having the wake-up call of that awful opener is going to make a huge difference here. I don't have a prediction yet. I'm not ready to say that, but the automatic bouncing back doesn't work for me in this game. They're going to have to play a whole lot better. They're going to have to run the ball efficiently. They're going to have to cover. They're going to have to pressure Tony Romo, who's a very good quarterback too. You know, I know we like to make fun of him because he's the Cowboys quarterback. He never wins in the playoffs. This isn't the playoffs. He's a very good quarterback in game two. And I think there are a lot of concerns.
He's Les Bone from the Philadelphia Daily News. He's Elliot Shore Parks from NJ.com. And I'm Chris McPherson from PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Thank you very much for joining us in this edition of Cover 2. Stay tuned for much more.